Carolina Hornets. And what Matt is that number six? That will be Matt six. Yep, we're still 28 seconds to go, and the match is currently out there. Yeah, but the match is 10-9, could very well go into overtime. Yeah. Maybe Rukov, he's doing that match. He don't want to work overtime. We have some other friends down there in the officiating crew. We see Mark Farrell. Glad to see Mark back out there, because Thursday night he took a shot that he didn't finish the night out. I seen him walking around in street clothes. He got run into by wrestling off on another mat there. Glad to see him back out there. But tell you what, officials take a beating sometimes. Gail Princzynski, who's officiating here, was actually knocked out at the Cheesehead one year. Had to bring him back with smelling salt.
Yeah.
All right, that 10-9 match did end without going into overtime.
Thank you.
Now, oh, here comes Ethan in his white singlet with a big hornet on the back. Ready to take the mat. We will broadcast Ethan's match with gratitude and hopefully finish out his high school career on a winning note and with a fifth place medal here at State. As Ethan goes at it on mat number six. David,
he's facing from Ellsworth senior Noah Walker, and like that, we are, what, 10 seconds in the match, and Ethan's got the takedown.
He is going right to his far half with a leg ride there. Trying to just put good pressure on the back of Noah Walker's neck there, and what a way to start the match there for Ethan.
Well, it's a good way to start the match for Noah, too. It's a benefit for Ethan.
Ellsworth, with the addition of Noah Walker as the week progressed, has two wrestlers here now at State this year.
15 seconds on the match, and we have a stalemate, so they'll restart the center here as Ethan is still in control. Ethan come into the tournament with a fourth seed, number four seed. Walker is a 10th seed of wrestler. And a good return there for Ethan as he takes Walker back to the mat. And that is the end of the period. 3-0 lead for Ethan Haiti. Starting the second period here as Ethan will be down. Walker's going to be in control on top. Would stand up to his feet. Ethan does a Granby roll from his feet, looking to get a reversal, and he does. Ethan has really wrestled well here late in the tournament. Doing a good job here. He's got two more for a reversal, 5-0 lead. Senior is determined to end his career here on the right side.
He placed sixth at State as a sophomore, made the state finals last year before falling to Dodgeville's Håkon Peterson. That's right. Peterson last year was wrestling at 113 pounds. This year he's up to 144. And Ethan only went up one weight class to 120.
Looks like Griffin Center has a new assistant coach. Isn't that Ethan's dad down there?
You are right.
Silas.
And how appropriate. That's Adam Haiti down there. Ethan's dad, an assistant coach for North Crawford. All these years, Ethan's been wrestling varsity for Richland Center. He's been at most of the matches, but he's even coached again against Ethan. But today, he's sitting next to Coach Coleman and Silas. If that was your idea, my hat is to you. That's a class act.
Back to the center as they go off the mat. Ethan still with a 5-point lead, 5-0. Just under a minute to go in the second period here.
I'll give Wyatt Seep a tip of the hat as well. You know he'd love to be down there. But you can only have two coaches in the corner. And unless Adam want to wrestle off with Wyatt.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a possibility.
There, good return to the mat for Ethan. He goes right into a pinning combination, flips that leg in, and right back to that same power half he had early in the match. Really putting stress on the back of the neck and the shoulder of Walker.
and prevent country
loose. Good, strong wrestling from the advantage side, top side of the mat.
Connor Berkowitz of Coleman.
Officials right down there looking for potentially dangerous, but he's tucking that head under and just kind of stretching it out. Lisa's going to have to stop for potentially dangerous. Actually, at the end of the period. Walker is chosen neutral, so we'll set third grade on his feet. 5-0 lead there. Ethan in on another single leg. Let me get that leg up as Walker's got the wizard in. Good trip there for Ethan. He's going to get the takedown. Nice job. Add three more to his total. 8-0. Ethan looking very strong here in this first place match.
Well, it's been a privilege to watch this young man over the years, and he is already Richel Center's winningest wrestler. Of course, they didn't used to wrestle 40 matches a year. We've got three-time state champions like Luke Bailey and Ryan Brenninger. Bailey finished with 141 wins, and Brenninger 134, and they each won three state titles. Yet Ethan has eclipsed them. The modern schedules allow for more tournaments and have less dual meets, so you get more matches in, and that's why we're going to see wrestlers tonight in the state finals with 100 wins between them, wrestling against each other for a title.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the way it is nowadays.
50 matches is the normal nowadays. Under a minute to go here as Ethan is going to get a point for stalling, so he's going to go up 9-0. He does a return there as Walker was able to come to his feet, but Ethan returns him right back to the mat with control, working that wrist again underneath. Chris is down there keeping an eye on it. Ethan is really been strong on top here in this match. In complete control, 9-0, trying to dig out that arm bar. Good pressure in the back of the head. Just got Walker's head buried right into the mat. And there's another stalling point for Ethan. He's going to go up now 10-0. Senior is going to end his career on a high note here. 5 seconds to go. And there it is. The fifth place winner for Ethan Hady of Richel Center by a score of 10-0.
Well, congratulations to Ethan Hady. What a career. And I'll tell you what, it's been a pleasure to watch. Tough loss in the quarterfinals Thursday night, was ahead, lost at 10-8, has bounced back with victories of 7-0, 5-1, and 10-0, three straight to finish his career. I don't have the official total. I think it's around 157 now. We'll pick up on that. And his dad walks with him now, along with Coach Coleman. Nice job, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. Thanks to Joanne Krulas for making way for us and allowing us to bring that match to you live. And our coverage from Madison will continue following the news at noon. Thanks for joining us. For David Werman, I'm Bill Flining. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The aftermath of the Oval Office blow-up between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky.
The winner out of this is Russia, the Kremlin savoring the moment, praising Trump and mocking Zelensky. And the European Union's top diplomat now suggesting America's role as leader of the free world could be over and Europe should now work to fill the gap. Zelensky touching down here in London ahead of a European summit tomorrow amid a unique sense of crisis on this continent.
ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borridge in London. Agencies across the U.S. government have begun sending a second email to federal employees, again demanding they list 5 tasks they completed at work last week. The number of U.S. measles cases continues to climb this week, Texas seeing the first death from the disease in this country in 10 years, a school-aged child unvaccinated. The Vatican says Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in the hospital and is resting after aspirating during a coughing attack Friday. He was treated with a mask that delivers high-pressure oxygen. This is ABC News. No progress in the latest round of talks on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Phase one expires today, but under the terms of the current deal, fighting should not resume while negotiations are underway on phase two, which could see the remaining living hostages returned home. Readying for the movie world's biggest night in Hollywood, ABC's Whit Johnson.
Could EGOT status be on the horizon for Cynthia Erivo for her role as Elphaba in the Oz-inspired Wicked? Are Robin Roberts sitting down with her ahead of the big night?
Emmy, Grammy, Tony, the only thing missing on your shelf, yes, of course, is an Oscar. You would be the youngest EGOT.
To even think that that's a possibility is mind-blowing.
Wicked joins the genre-bending Emilia Perez in the Best Picture category. The first time two musicals have been nominated since 1969.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 24 degrees in Richland Center at 1212. Our forecast calls for sunny skies with a cool start to March, a high of 31. Tonight, mainly clear, chilly through wind and calm with a low of 10. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, a nice day with a high of 42. In Richland Center, we're up to 25 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Good afternoon. It is 25 degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. 88 Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to allow them to grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen the payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023 were approved in 2024 and started working on projects like growth or updated technology, knowing they'd be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than five employees. They'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and some of her colleagues are demanding answers from the Social Security Administration over how much access Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has. Senator Baldwin has expressed serious concerns over access to personally identifiable information and an apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures. The group is seeking answers on how much access DOGE has, how they're using that information, and how the agency is protecting residents from having their data used improperly. The Republican-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court accused the court's liberal majority, all women, of being driven by their emotions during oral arguments in an abortion rights case. The comments by Brad Schimmel were branded disgusting by the campaign of his Democratic-backed opponent, Susan Crawford. Abortion has been a key issue in the race to be decided on April 1st. Crawford is backed by Planned Parenthood and previously brought a lawsuit to protect abortion rights. Schimmel is anti-abortion. He dismissed criticism of his remarks, which he made in November. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported them Friday. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race. Both made their case to a recent Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Madison. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says he entered the race because he saw partisan promises made in the 2023 Supreme Court election. Schimmel said the money spent on that race was incredible, adding it's going to be worse this time. Schimmel told reporters that liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says Schimmel is also getting billionaire backing, saying Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat on the Supreme Court. Voters go to the polls April 1st in an election that will decide the ideological makeup of the court. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin TV stations by former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde have been dismissed. A Brown County judge ruled Thursday that Hovde's complaint that advertisements run by the stations were defamatory held no merit. The ads in question accused Hovde of rigging the system by taking government loans and that he used offshore shady tax havens. Judge Donald Zudmulder ruled that neither of those statements were defamatory, since the term rigging the system is well known as a matter of opinion and that Hovde's investments in offshore accounts isn't illegal, so it cannot be defamatory. Layoffs are underway at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which includes the National Weather Service. Hundreds of employees have already been let go by the Trump administration, with more layoffs expected. Some of the workers fired include computer engineers, meteorologists, and researchers, including at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, Hurricane Research Division, Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, and a division that develops weather models for the United States. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce filed a lawsuit Friday against the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The lawsuit seeks to stop the DNR's illegal practice of regulating emissions from certain mobile sources of air pollution while those sources are manufactured. Air emissions come from two types of sources, stationary sources and mobile sources. The Clean Air Act allows state governments to regulate stationary sources, reserving for the federal government the power to regulate mobile sources. But Wisconsin's DNR, for roughly 40 years, has controlled non-road emissions from engines that are manufactured or assembled as part of another piece of equipment. These include engines found in lost tractors, snowmobiles, generators, UTVs, and other similar machinery. In the lawsuit, WMC, represented by the WMC Litigation Center, argues that the DNR's regulation of these mobile sources is in violation of federal law. WMC represents the interest of roughly 3,800 employers from every sector of the state's economy. For falconers who hunt small animals like rabbits and grouse with wild birds of prey, changing Midwest winters are also changing the sport they love. They're contending with snowshoe hares moving north, less persistent snow cover, development of rural areas, agricultural pesticides killing insects at the bottom of the food chain, and warmer winters shortening the necessary cold weather season. But they say continuing the practice connects them to nature and gives them a front row seat to the realities of a warming world. It's 12:20 and 25 degrees in Richland Center. Our news will continue in a moment.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. Tax season has started and many consumers have either already filed their taxes or are getting ready to do so soon. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection recommends filing as soon as you can. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We want early filers because we want everyone to avoid tax-related identity theft, because at this time when we get into tax season, it means identity thieves are going to try and steal the customer's tax returns by filing that with stolen information. And they, of course, want to get to it before you do, any return that's existing. So we want consumers to file early.
When filing taxes, there is a feature that can be obtained to help keep your information safe.
There are some preventative measures that can minimize the risk of tax identity theft any tax season, and that's by setting up an identity protection PIN with both the federal IRS at irs.gov and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue at revenue.wi.gov. These identity protection PINs add an extra layer of security to consumers' tax filings by preventing someone else from being able to file a tax return in your name, even if they have your personal information.
There are other safe measures that can be taken when filing taxes as well.
Again, I've said it, file early. Do so securely. If you're transmitting over Wi-Fi, be sure it's secure and not open in a public Wi-Fi system. Don't store that sensitive data on the device. You'll have it on, process your tax records, and then get it off your computer again. Don't store it there all year. And then shred the unneeded documents. You'll have to keep appropriate records, but shred the things that you don't need and protect your mail. You know, get to the post office to mail your tax records if that's how you're going to file. But then also, if you are awaiting a check, be sure that you have a nice secure system to receive your mailing there.
Michelle Reinen says that if you experience tax-related identity theft, you should reach out to someone immediately.
You can contact Consumer Protection so we can help you sort through the steps. Also, if it's tax-related specifically, contact the Wisconsin Department of Revenue as soon as possible, and also contact the IRS as soon as possible so they can put a pause on those tax records and flag things and secure them and work with you on that recovery.
To report tax-related identity theft, contact the Wisconsin Department of Revenue by phone at 608-266-2772, by email at doridtheft@wisconsin.gov, or you can report it to the IRS at identitytheft.gov. More information and resources are also available at irs.gov. If you need any other identity theft assistance, DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline number is 1-800-422-7128. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance is being held today until 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Hosted each year by the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary, it offers hours of fun for everyone to raise funds for the Vets Roll to send veterans to Washington, D.C. The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. To help send area veterans on the trip of a lifetime, you are invited to attend the Beat the Cabin Fever Dance today. The day includes a variety of raffles and auctions and music by the Crossfire Band from 4 to 7. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance is being held today from now until 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Proceeds from the event will go towards sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. in May. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Today is Saturday, March 1st. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dobbs is survived by his children, Tracy and Kevin Matz of Racine, Heather and Tim Meadle of Phlox, and Alan Dobbs of Townsend. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, a brother, Randy and Jeanette Dobbs of Rural Richland Center, ex-wife Rita Dobbs of Antigo, and other relatives and friends. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife Sue and 2 children, Rebecca and Paul. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died yesterday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene is survived by her husband Johnny, 3 children, Cynthia and Vince Fairchild of Birchwood, Merriman Jr. and Susan Keene, and Marlon L. and Judy Keene, all of Gillingham. 6 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Myra and Keith Deckert of Richland Center, brother, Lauren and Janine Kepler of Marshall, and many other relatives and friends. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 8th at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church next Saturday, March 8th from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, 2 children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center. 7 grandchildren, sisters-in-law Lucille Friedland of Florida and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota, also many other relatives and friends. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dorothy Baroker is survived by her sister, Donna Olson of Onalaska, brothers and sisters-in-law, Ronald and Mary Garves of La Crosse, and Kenny and Sandy Baroker of Richland Center, also many nieces and nephews. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Keith and Victoria Ritten. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
A good Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A beautiful day, a little bit cool for the start of the month of March, though it does look like warmer temperatures are around the corner. And some news garnering attention in the weather world is a midweek storm system that could bring several inches of snow to part of the Midwest. And yes, our area could see some of that snow. So for this afternoon, sunshine, a high around 31, a northwest wind 8 to 15, making it feel 5 to 10 degrees cooler. Tonight, thankfully, the wind becomes calm. A clear sky, though, so temperatures dropping to about 10 degrees. And then Sunday, warming up to 42 with the wind turning to the southwest. Mostly sunny during the day on Sunday. Sunday night, increasing clouds. Comfortable, not as cold, a low around 27. And then Monday, becoming cloudy with highs close to 50 degrees. A south-southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Periods of light drizzle are possible during the day on Monday. Maybe a little bit of light rain as well. And then some fog may form, especially on Monday night into Tuesday. Now, a developing storm system will move from Colorado over the central United States and then the upper Midwest. So Tuesday, expect cloud cover and breezy conditions with rain falling steady at times, highs around 50. And then Tuesday into Wednesday, as we'll be on the backside of the low, colder air flowing in. So the precipitation that remains will switch over to snow. And our area could have a few inches of accumulation on Wednesday of the wet, heavy type of snow with highs around 37. Right now, it appears the access of the heaviest amounts of snow, the greatest amounts, will be from about the Twin Cities northeast to Marquette, Michigan into the UP. Though, of course, if the storm system moves a little bit further to the south, then our area would be in the line of many inches of snow. So we'll watch the development on the system. Thursday and Friday next week look to be quieter with high temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 52, our low this morning was 15. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 26. The record high for this date was set in 1992 at 64 degrees. The record low 20 below was set in 1962. Last year's high was 51 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will be at 5:50 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:37. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.22, and we did receive a trace of flurries early this morning. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
WRCO. Number 3.
We are back at the Kohl Center in Madison. Actually, we never left, but we are here, and you have joined us. Along with David Werman, I'm Bill Twining. We are in the placement matches in all three boys' divisions and all four, also for the girls, matches for third and fifth. After this session, all that remains, David Werman, are the championship matches tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to those matches, that's for sure.
Those matches are slated to begin with the Parade of Champions at 5:30 tonight. The doors open at 4 if you're coming down to the Kohl Center to see the state championships. And if you're from our listening area, why wouldn't you? With the number of wrestlers that we have going for state titles tonight, including three from the Riverdale Chieftains. All three wrestlers they brought here have breezed through the quarterfinals and the semifinals. Grant Matthews, Brody Meese, and Lakota Brewer all go for state championships tonight. There are also some from Iowa Grand Highland, Mineral Point, Fenimore, and right on down the list. We have a lot to watch for. We're back here in time, David Werman, to catch some matches. For example, on the horizon, we have Nolan Walter of Ithaca Weston wrestling for fifth place. Seth Greeno of DeSoto goes for third place. We'll have the Hinderman brothers, including Brock, who is out there right now. In fact, we won't have him for much longer. So why don't we check the sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland, Brock Hinderman. He's got a nice lead, but not if you're a Mineral Point fan, because that lead is over Jacob Dannenberg of the Pointers.
Yeah, it's a 10-0 lead, 140 to go in the match. So Brock's been in complete control of this match. He's had a few takedowns with near falls, so he's in control, as I mentioned. They go off the mat, they'll go back to center and get reset, 134 on the clock to finish out this match. On the, this is for third place, or excuse me, fifth place on the third place match. Match seven is Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, another team that you keep an eye on. He is currently down 4-0 in that match.
Bring you up to date on the scores that we missed while we were away for the news at noon. We'll do that at the first opportunity. We can tell you that the match just completed prior to us going on the air was a 5-1 win for Silers and Savage of Fenimore. That was for third place at 150 in Division Two, and the win came at the expense of Braden Pennard of Amory.
Meanwhile, Brock is still in the lead here. We do have an injury timeout for Jacob Dannenberg. Having his arm looked at. Not to mention Adam Haas is currently losing 1-0.
Well, Adam Hess is a winner all the time. Adam Haas loses occasionally, but not often. And we're talking about the 157-pounder from Shoreland Lutheran. He's wrestling for third place. Made it to the state semifinals last night, but lost to Danny Heiser of Evansville. Who doesn't?
Yeah, right.
Who's to Danny Heiser of Evansville?
All right, they're back in action here as it looks like Dannenberg is ready to go. They started on their feet here. And Hinderman is looking to get himself another stick down. There's the three-point takedown awarded. Right into a nice cradle here. And he's close to near fall, but they haven't made any calls. And now we got blood time on Hinderman. Trevor Paulson has gotten his match tied, the third place match at Division III, 150. He's tied. He's facing a senior from Lomira, Merrick Lasecki. Other guys out there, Chloe LaRue. She's out there on mat four for the girls.
And she is wrestling for fifth place at 145 pounds. They're in the third period. Another one of those scoreless matches.
But they're still working on Hinderman, and now he does come back to the circle. We are at 49 seconds to go. the 13-point lead. He's going to release Sandberg. There's the attempt for a takedown by Sandberg. Both sophomores out there, good young wrestlers for both programs. And they have a stalemate, so they'll restart 13-1. Enderman, one more takedown will give him the victory. He's in on a low single coming through the leg. Sees this a lot where the defensive wrestler breaks down over the top, grabs a hold of the ankles and hangs on for the stalemate. And that's what they're going to have. That's the end of the match. 13-1 victory for Brock Hinderman of Ironman Highland. Chloe LaRue's match does have a score now. Not in favor of Chloe as she's down by 1, 3-2. She's wrestling Sydney Andrew, the senior from Turner. Well, we just witnessed one of those touching moments where a senior has wrestled his last match, and in this case, a victory for Braden Dorshors of Lodi. Nice job for him. Scores a technical fall over Beyer of Freedom. And Dorshors finishes his career with a victory just like Ethan Haiti did about 45 minutes ago. We have an overtime match for Chloe LaRue, it looks like. Chloe LaRue's match. 3-3 going into overtime. That'd be a good one to pick up on.
All right, we'll stick this one out.
I'll watch that. How about that?
What's that?
I'll help you watch Chloe LaRue.
All right. So we are in the first period of overtime. 3-3 tie. A couple seniors out here also less than their last match in their career. Battling on their feet. A lot of collar ties, head snaps. Big John would win it here. Somebody can score a big down. There's the attempt by Andrews. Retreat, backs out. Both girls back on their feet. There's an attempt by LaRue. But the clock is going to run out. Good thing for Andrews, because I think LaRue is going to come through with a takedown now. We go into the second period of overtime. Foot comes up red, so it'll be fully striped, and she's going to go down the rest of the entire 30 seconds.
Sydney Andrews is the second seed in this tournament. LaRue number 4, and they battle for fifth place. So tough weight class.
And a one-point escape for LaRue. 157
pound weight class.
Trying to get that takedown. Scrapping hard out here, trying to score a takedown. And Chloe's going to get it. But the takedown again, that LaRue resting at the edge of the mat, gets her the takedown right in front of the score table. She'll take a lead of 7-3, and we'll have blood time with 6 seconds in this overtime period.
This is the weight class. Talked about a tough one where the defending state champion, Harlow Skenendorf of Pulaski, was defeated in the semifinals last night by Olivia Hoffrichter of Antigo, the fifth seed. Skenendorf has bounced back, the former state champ, to take third place in this weight class, where the second seed Sydney Andrews was bounced in the quarterfinals.
We're ready to go back to the action as Andrews goes down. LaRue goes up. Good breakdown right off the whistle for LaRue. And that is the end of that overtime period.
Looking further in this weight class, the third seed Tiari Lemieux of Sturgeon Bay, Sevastopol, was beat in the first round by the 14th seed, Caitlin Nobish, who finished fourth.
We could have had a Lemieux-LaRue match. Well, wouldn't that have been something?
All right, so we're into this overtime here, and LaRue is going to be down this time. Third overtime period, 1 point escape for LaRue. He's up 8-3, and a warning against LaRue now. It's called double overtime now. And Andrews is trying throws, desperation throws. LaRue's just got to be tough in her stance, good position. And there is the final whistle. So it is a victory for Chloe LaRue, 8-4, and she will be a fifth-place winner for the Cedar City Southwestern Co-op.
Congratulations to Chloe LaRue, Cedar City Benton Southwestern. Nice job, and a medal here at the state tournament. Talked about Harlow Skenendor of Pulaski, a state champion, beaten last night, bounced back to take third. The same can be said for Haley Krieger of New London. She was a three-time state champ, had a chance to be a four-timer, got beat last night, bounced back today and took third. So hats off to her for coming back and wrestling after that kind of disappointment.
So we got Nolan Walder in Ithaca Weston. He started his fifth place match.
Nice.
He is facing Colin Fisher from Bondewell. It is 0-0, 33 seconds to go in the first period. See if Nolan can finish off on top here as he's wrestled very well since he got that loss earlier in the tournament. Very aggressive on his feet since then. Really has picked up his offense all season, late in season here. Down to 10 seconds, nothing on the scoreboard. Really working those arm ties. Real tough with that up, that Russian arm tie. At the end of the first period, it's 0-0. This is a tight match here. We got two seniors, similar records. Nolan, 41-10, and Colin is 44-5. Colin was the fifth seed, Nolan the sixth seed. So these two guys ended up right where they are for seed-wise. Let's see if Nolan can get one step up and end up in fifth place. 1-0 as Fisher gets the escape here early in the second period. There's a shot attempt by Waldner. Senior from Bondewell gets the first point. He gets that escape here in the court in the period. Nolan is really being aggressive. Almost too aggressive there as Fisher just does a drag. Drags him right by him, and he covers and gets the takedown. So Fisher's going to go up 4-0 here midway through the second period. Looking right near the edge of the mat, staying inbound, keeping that clock going is Fisher. And works up to his face, trying to get to his feet. Trying to do a roll here. I certainly think he feels like he's more comfortable on his feet. He's having a hard time getting up to his feet here as Fisher's doing a good job riding on top, really working those arms underneath, fighting for wrist control. There's a warning against Nolan now. He's been warned for stalling now. As Fisher, he looks like he's got a double arm bar in. Tight move. Not one you see a lot anymore, but a good tight hitting combination. Just not able to turn Nolan as he's fighting through this. And we are going to have the end of the period. It will still be a 4-0 lead for Fisher of Bondewell.
Nolan Owen picked up a win for Veribu Thunderbirds. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage is trailing in his fifth place match, 3-0. But we have some blood time here going on Nolan's match. Nolan Walter scanning the scoreboard. Not too many here, real close, and they're whittling down this round. All the boys are all in 165, and the girls are nearing the end of theirs. They got a 235-pound match up there right now. Bryce Wenzendorf of Prairie du Chien has posted a victory. He captures the fifth place medal for the Blackhawks. Three-time state qualifier Bryce Wenzendorf. Still working on blood cleanup now, looks like, for Fisher. Jeff Greeno is on deck, I see, on match 7. We'll keep an eye out for him, too. DeSoto Pirate coming up. DeSoto is a program that is certainly on the rise. Jeff Johnson's taking that program over here for the last few years and got good numbers, and sounds like he's got some good young talent coming. And I need to make a correction. I said Heitmeyer of Portage was wrestling for fifth. It is a third-place match that he's involved in, trailing 3-1. Back to the action of Waldner and Fisher. They are going to start the third period on their feet. Not sure whose choice it was. But a shot there, attempt for Waldner. Had to fight through that because he almost got put on his back. Good scramble there for both wrestlers. It's picking up the intensity there. So they'll come back to center as they went off the mat. Said it earlier, Nolan is certainly more comfortable, it seems to me, on his feet. Wrestling real well offensively. He's in a front headlock position. Throw that head, get it down on the mat. There's a drag by again by Fisher. Out of bounds. Good thing he called him out of bounds. Nearly another takedown for Fisher. That's the same move he did earlier to get that first takedown. Just takes a hold of Nolan and drags him right by. All that momentum of Nolan is coming forward, and it just flips right by, and he comes down and covers the hip. There it is again, another one. Nice takedown for Colin Fisher, and it's something that Nolan's got to be aware of and figure out how to stop that and block that, because now he's under a minute down by himself. He's got to get some work going here as he's trying to get a reversal, trying to step over, do a nice little roll, gets his body turned here. He's going to, maybe get a reversal, head to the mat, as Fisher still got a hold of the leg. About an escape here. There it is. Now you got to get that takedown. You got to stay out of the takedown that set up that Fisher has. Crawls in on the leg. Now Nolan is draped over trying to do that crossface. He's lifting the ankle, the far ankle of the crossface. Fisher just got his head buried right into the hip. We're down to 3 seconds, and he's just going to run out of time. 3-point takedown is awarded to Nolan, but he's going to be short 3 points. It's a 7-4 victory for Colin Fisher of Bondiwell. It'll be a 6th-place finish for Nolan Walder. Congratulations to him. I'm sure he would have won that match, but that 6th-place finish is a nice accomplishment. And a nice hug from Troy Clary. We'll be back with more from Madison in a moment. Seth Greeno is in our headlights. Take a look at the wrestler from DeSoto when our coverage continues. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth, are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosqueville. NAPA know-how!
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Well, this session moving right along. We are down to seven mats as the girls play